there's not a member of the Senate that I'll go as far to meet as I will you, because I just think that you've been fair and decent and fine as anybody, and I think your area has, and you can just count me in, and if you quote me a little bit too far, I'll stand up and say yes, sir.
Well, I won't do that.
No? I want to make clear my position.
I understand. Okay. Well, that's awfully kind, and listen, I'm sorry to bother you.
This business about my being at crossways with the Kennedys is just a pure lot of crap.
I
started out here to keep faith, and I'm going to do it. I think that New England's next in line, and I want to do anything that I can for it. And I think you know something about how I feel about you. And I have no antagonisms or no antipathy and no wars to settle with anybody else. And I just don't want you to let the damn press do that. And there's not anything else I want. I've got more than I can take care of right now. All I want to do is do what's right. And I think that that we can do it here, and I think we can do it through you, and you just go on and make your speech and write your ticket, and I'll do my damnedest to make good on it.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. President. I want to thank you. Sorry to bother you.
No, you don't bother. Don't you ever. I've told you, call me anytime you want to, because I want to be true to the trust that's placed in me.
We've had some good hearings on the immigration.
Yes, you have, and I heard Bobby made a hell of a good statement the other day, and it looks like it might be a possibility of getting out of both houses. Do you think so?
I think in the Senate we're in better shape over in than that house that Thien is.
We've got to work on him a little bit.
Yeah, he's a tough cookie, but
we've got
I think it's coming along.